Welcome to 2022. Welcome to the Queso Podcast. My name is Amelia Orozco, and I'm so glad to be here with you, finally. I know I've been absent for a little while, and I wanted to take a moment first to thank everyone. Maybe there's just one of you out there, but thank you for listening, for following, for clicking the likes, and sharing my posts, and hopefully you will stick around with me for the rest of this year. So I've been absent for a couple of reasons. First of all, I moved and we got a puppy, maybe not in that order. We got a puppy, and which prompted us to move. And then last month, our puppy Estrella, who's a Chihuahua Yorkie mix, she's a Chorky, she was so sick. She was eating her toy. It was supposed to be a plaything, but she was eating her toy. It cut into her little intestine. She needed to have emergency surgery. I was really, really scared. I had to say goodbye to her before they took her away because they did not guarantee anything. And she spent a couple of nights in the hospital. In the meantime, I was still working. And one of the mornings that she first got sick, I was taking her out for a walk and I fell like an idiot out in the street. And I hurt my elbow, and I thought, okay, well, I'll finish the walk. Came into the house, felt something cold running down my arm. I take off my jacket, which didn't tear, by the way. Carhartt, 100%, recommend it. Not a scratch on the jacket, but my elbow was completely split open, even missing a little bit of skin. Gross. And I kind of ignored it for a while until it got super infected. And I ended up having to go to urgent care for tetanus shot, for antibiotics, for healing. And it was too late for stitches, but I was definitely supposed to get stitches when it happened, and I didn't do it. And I kind of let it go, and that was a mistake, because it really hurt and it got out of control. But other than that, you know, the move was a big deal because I hate moving. I mean, who doesn't hate moving? And I had a lot of work to do in the midst of that. Was still working and trying to find a place, even was hard. We had to find a place where our puppy would be allowed. And, you know, she came about because of the pandemic. You know, my 12-year-old daughter, who's almost 13, she was having a really hard time. And since we've had a puppy before when she was younger, I knew that she could handle it and that she would be happy. She just loves dogs. And as soon as we got the puppy, you know, she became really busy with her, which I saw really positive change because she was 100% about the puppy, you know, taking her out, feeding her. Just, you know, it was so cute to watch. But our landlady kind of didn't allow it, so we had to find a place. A place that fell within the school districts. You know, I didn't want to change schools for her. That would have been traumatic in itself. Somewhere where I can take my train to work, and most important, somewhere where Estrella could live free and out in the open, so to speak. So we made it, we found it, we did it. It was a lot of work. So the Queso Podcast kind of had to take a little bit of back burner for a little bit, and I apologize for that. I am back. You know, I am a staff of one, and I do have a full-time job. I work, it's a paralegal in a law firm, and I, you know, kind of don't have a choice. I have to do that every day. So, but I did find out as I was missing doing this that I find this very rewarding, and I find this to be a very good outlet for me for different things. You know, because the podcast started for me as a project about language and culture and diversity, and it has slowly evolved positively. You know, it's evolved into something that I love, into interviews about entertainment, about community, about people doing things out there, people from all over the country, not just in Chicago, which, you know, I'm kind of familiar with, but even so, I've been very surprised about different happenings here in the city and opportunities And I've just been very blessed to still have some contacts from back in the day when I used to do a lot of writing for newspapers and magazines, that, you know, when print was still alive. And so those people are so generous and send me ideas and send me interviews to do. And it, you know, I just love it. I sometimes I'm in awe, like, you know, little old me, little old Pestle podcast, you know, but I think just the years of me working with them might have, you know, been the seed that I was planting without even knowing. And today, when there's not much else going on in that arena, and a lot of people are doing podcasts and a lot of people are doing these types of interviews, now I have the opportunity to work with different people. So I'm really grateful for that. I'm really grateful for all those people that do send me their interviews, that trust me to come see their production, you know, like the Goodman Theater or other theaters around here, or to talk on the phone with your artist that you represent, or the actors and directors that you represent, or an entrepreneur that you represent. Thank you so much for entrusting them to me in this little platform, because I like to think that maybe just a little bit everyone is having a positive impact in their community. Even, you know, an artist who might is an up-and-coming artist, and you might think, well, how is that helping my community? Their story is inspiring. I don't think I've spoken to one person who didn't inspire me on this show, or even any of my interviews that I've done in the past for publications. You know, everyone's out there doing something, and I love to know about that, and I want people to know about that. I think it's just inspiring, and it's something that we need as a society, is we need stories. You know, stories are a part of who we are as a people. Before there was any kind of electronic social media, we had social media face-to-face around a campfire, you know, and that's where we gathered as people and passed stories on or experiences on. And I like to think that some of these stories and interviews do that, like maybe impart a bit of knowledge or a bit of an experience that you can relate to and be inspired by. And aside from that, there's also some great organizations, communities, I've spoken to organizations from Los Angeles, from Chicago, from different parts of the country, and they're doing things. They're doing things that impact their communities. They're creating jobs. They're volunteering. They're gathering resources to help those less fortunate. They're putting up together programs for students who might not be able to afford to attend ballet class. You know, the Joffrey Ballet does that. There's programming that goes into the schools and introduces students to dance. You know, something that you might think, oh, I would never have an opportunity to do that. How could I send my child to study ballet with the Joffrey Ballet? You know, there's just so many things, you know, and I've had the opportunity to talk to these different people from different walks of life and seeing what they're doing. And it's just so inspiring. And I hope that one of these stories has reached your ears, and maybe you've said, oh, you know, I really wish so-and-so would listen to this, and I really hope that you would share it. You know, it's not about, you know, fame and fortune. For me, like, oh, I'm going to get rich off a podcast, or I'm going to be famous. It's not about that. It's just I find these people and these stories just so interesting and so rich of, you know, with knowledge, and I want that. You know, there's things out there that other people are doing that really fascinate me, and I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit. There's a channel on YouTube, you might have seen it. It's called Soft White Underbelly, and it's this gentleman that goes around the country interviewing people from different walks of life, and mostly it's the people that we pass by on the street that we might not even give a second glance or thought to. You know, some of them are prostitutes, some of them are people addicted to drugs, some of them are people who are experiencing homelessness. So he interviews these people, and he really gets to the bottom of it. You know, he talks about, what kind of parents did you have? What was your childhood like? Oh, you know, you were taken away because your parents were in jail, they were on drugs, and you were in the foster system. What I came to learn is that a lot of people who went through the foster care system are those people who are suffering and who are struggling in these, you know, on these streets. And so I'm thinking, you know, it really has been bothering me a lot. Like, what are we doing as a society to help fix that? Because there are a lot of programs to help children in need or to help foster families once they're in placement. But what about before, you know, the parents? Why are they incarcerated? Like, are we still incarcerating people for years for small things that are not violent? Or what's happening? Why are foster parents, these that they spoke of at least, why are they able to sexually molest these children? Like, are we not checking on them? Like, I am just very concerned about what's going on there. But I find that series of interviews to be so eye-opening and so, you know, what we need today. So I recommend that a lot. And, you know, I have a couple goals for me this year for this podcast is to really expand and do a little bit more of those human interest stories. There's a young woman here in Chicago, her name's Alita Clark. She goes by Englewood Barbie, that's what they know her by, for all the work that she does in her community here in Chicago. She works with a lot of people who are experiencing homelessness, with families, with moms. She opens safe houses. She's out in the streets every single night. And in fact, I just saw her earlier this evening where they were posting videos and photos where she's under a viaduct with people who live there. And she takes warm meals to them. Jackets, blankets, tents. She's there all the time. And this is a young woman, like she could be doing anything else. And I just find that so fascinating and such a great example of a human, you know? It's like we need more people like that and we need to share these stories of hope. There's a lot of things that are happening that are negative and we shouldn't ignore that. We shouldn't ignore that. But we should also highlight those people that are doing something and maybe find a way to help. You know, you don't need to do much. You know, if you ever at Walgreens or a drugstore, you know, buy a pack of socks, carry them in your car, and you see someone who you think might need socks, hand them a pair of socks. You know, it's so easy to do the right thing, but sometimes we let fear get in the way. You know, and we need to learn how to be empathetic again, because we are a very distrusting society, and who can blame us? You know, there's everything from credit card fraud to, you know, someone carjacking your car. But we need to try harder to be good humans. We just need to find a way. You know, my prayer is always to God is, God, show me how. Show me what I can do. Show me how and what I can do. Because I may have a million and one ideas, but they might not be the right ones. You know, they have to come from good intentions. So, yeah, I want to thank you for sticking around. I do have an interview on deck that I actually did right when I was moving and doing all that. And I've had it there and I've been preparing it. And I feel really bad that I hadn't released it, but I will be releasing it in the next couple of days. And, you know, aside from my work as a paralegal and as a mom, I also volunteer in a couple of nonprofit organizations here in Chicago. One is called Youth Crossroads, and they provide free counseling services for young people, for their families, crisis support, just so many programs there that are wonderful. And I also just was invited to be a board director in FLAP, which is the Farm Workers and Landscaping Advocacy Coalition. And I am just so honored to be able to work with these organizations. And I might just be talking more about that, but for sure, look out in March as we will be honoring Cesar Chavez, the United Farm Workers, and just, you know, farm workers in general. I really, really want to talk about that. And if anyone out there, or you who are listening, yeah, you, know anything about that topic, please shoot me an email or a message on Instagram or Facebook. And yeah, let's highlight these amazing people who put food on our tables. And with that, I just want to say thank you again, from, you know, with everything I've got. Thank you for sticking around, for listening, and going back and listening to old episodes. Wink, wink, if you like. And God bless you. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining me.